Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not really, you know, because I, you know, if I'm not starting, I really don't feel like, you know, I should be playing, you know what I'm saying? So rotation, it's really not a big factor for me, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, they call it, I haul it. So I just try and continue to go out there and do the best of my ability.
They call it, I'll haul it, Doran.
Uh-huh.
I like that. Is that something that's said in football circles, or is that something you hadn't heard before? I don't think I've heard that before.
Never heard it.
You call it, I'll haul it. That's what they say about Sidney Crosby, too. You tell me to go deliver tickets, I'll just haul the tickets over to some place.
Eli Holstein, too.
And now I'm sad. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. And right now we're joined on the Fan Hotline by Trey Essex. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Trey, thank you so much for joining us last minute today, man. How you doing?
Doing fantastic, fellas. How about you?
We're doing good. We're doing good. Mm-hmm. We saw that you were up and tweeting about offensive line things, so we said, hey, let's reach out and see if you want to talk about some offensive line things. So
there's not too many hours in a day that go by that I don't think about offensive line things.
I love it. I love it. Trey Essex with us. Trey, a rotation at right tackle. Mm-hmm. On a scale of 1 to 10, how stupid is it?
It's every situation is different. I don't want to say it's stupid. Definitely unexpected. Obviously, it was Troy's first game action, so they didn't want to just throw him into the fire, and they still obviously believe Roderick deserves a shot, I guess, deserves a shot to keep the position. But it is troubling that it's gotten to this point where you got a rookie coming off an injury already impeding on starting or minutes at the right tackle position. That's more of an indictment against Broderick than anything else, obviously, at this point. And then he didn't do himself any favors with his performance in the game.
Well, what do you think is wrong with him? It could say it's the injury, but he's not on the injury report. You could say it's the elbow. Hasn't shown up on that report at all. Like, what do you think is going on with Broderick Jones?
It's mental. It's all mental. I mean, he is an athlete. He has every single thing. He's shown he can play the position, albeit he wasn't really pushed last year at right tackle. We saw Chooks wasn't really I think he had checked out. And we see Chooks has already checked out in New England. He's gone. So I don't think there was a whole bunch of competition for Broderick. But now that he has somebody there pushing him, and he hasn't really made any inroads at left tackle with Dan Moore, who has been, I feel like, on every fan's cutting block for the last two or three years, but he still manages a way to come up and perform and be solid enough that he gives the coaches confidence to keep him blocking on the blind side. So Broderick is on an island by himself and doesn't quite know where he fits in. Right now, I think that he thought he would be the left tackle and given the position. He hasn't earned it, obviously. And right tackle, he's getting pushed by a kid who seems, by all accounts, to be hungry and wants to play and who came in and played a damn good game once he played the rest of the game. So Broderick has some work to do. He it looks like he might be in a little bit of the doghouse with Tomlin and Myers, and he's going to have to show up. I don't know what else to say because it's definitely mental. He has all the physical tools, But for some reason, he's not putting together in practice enough to give the coaches faith to put him in.
Trey Essex joining us here on the Fan Morning Show Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. So you mentioned the confidence thing. And, hey, simply, when you get out there and you have to perform, you got to perform. That's professional sports. But how much blame do the Steelers deserve for maybe his lack of confidence with the way that they've approached things with him?
Man, he's a grown-ass man. Dude, like, you're getting paid $1 million to play this game. I mean, they're not going to – you don't need to be coddled, especially on the offensive line. If you can't come in and – like, the coaches are putting him in the best situation as possible for him. He came in and it gave faith that he could come in and play right tackle. He came in as the starting right tackle. That's enough, at least for me, to show that I need to do what I'm supposed to do on my end to justify their faith in me. And, like, as far as the coach, you can't give a kid confidence. I mean, I guess you can take away confidence, but you can't give them confidence is what I'm saying. Like, you can back up what they're saying. You can give them all the platitudes and attaboys and whatever, but ultimately you need to have some intestinal fortitude and drop your nuts and get out there and ball out, because I don't like that whole what are the coaches doing to make him feel better and whatever, all this nonsense. No, go out there and play ball and get the job done.
Have you ever been in a situation where you were part of a rotation, like a series by series rotation, and how hard is that? Like, you know, we talked about the whole, you know, the structure of what happened and Faltano going in there, Broderick going in there. But individually, like, how hard is that for your position, an offensive lineman, to do that? You see that with receivers. You see that with DBs, linebackers. But I've never really seen that with offensive linemen. I'd assume that it's pretty hard to get into a rhythm if you're rotating.
Well, I mean, in the preseason, obviously, you do rotate. But I've never gone into a regular season game, the county at college or NFL, where – there is a game plan to rotate every other series the offensive line. Being the sixth man on the offensive line, I've gone in at multiple positions throughout a game, but I knew what my role was going into that week. And so I was prepared for that. But I mean, I can't speak to it from a personal standpoint of going into a plan, going into a week planning to rotate on a series to series basis. That has to be tough. I'd imagine that it mentally is tough, but at the same time, if you know what you got going on and you all you can do is concentrate on the plays that are given to you and go out there and execute them to the top of your ability. And but no, from a personal experience, I've never had that happen. When I've started the entire game, or else I've backed up and come in at multiple positions throughout a game.
Two-time Super Bowl champion Trey Essex, offensive lineman, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. A lot of negative, so let's go with the positive. How'd you view Troy Faltanu's first action?
I thought he did fantastic. And it's tough because he was coming in with the game plan of rotating every now and again, every other series with Broderick. And then once Broderick got pulled in there, he justified that move. And he played the entire game. You didn't hear his name called at all, as far as giving up pressures. I thought he played well in the run game. Now, granted, that second half of football as an offense as a whole was nothing to write home about. We had way too many three and outs, stalled as an offense. And so the offensive line, I thought, played really well in the first half, really, really well in the first half, with the exception of a couple of plays, some penalties, obviously, that took away some big plays. But in the second half, I think we left a lot to be desired, especially in the run game where we could have put those guys away. Granted, I thought Denver played a much more aggressive style of defense in the second half, but we need to adjust. But all in all, I thought Troy played fantastic.
Do you think Justin Fields has more in the tank, or you think this is what Justin Fields is, what we've seen
the first two games? He definitely has more in the tank.
Okay.
He definitely has more in the tank. Obviously, we've had some big plays the last 2 weeks get called back, and it changes the whole dynamic of the game if those plays count, you know, those deep passes to the GP in both games. And so who knows how much we open the offense if we complete those. And I think we definitely go into preservation mode after a while, especially when you're getting penalties every other play in this last game, and you're just trying to protect the lead. So I think the more the offensive line gets comfortable – the more Arthur gets comfortable with what Jess can do, I think we'll see the playbook open up more. But he definitely has way more to bring to the table. I think he's playing conservative football. He knows that he does not want to turn the ball over. That's the quickest way for him for Russ to get inserted into the lineup is if he starts turning the ball over. So I think that's in the back of his head. He's doing the safe conservative plays and going deep when he has the opportunity to. But I think there's definitely more there.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If Russ were healthy, would you still go with Fields this week?
Yeah, I think I would. I think this team is rallying behind him. I love his demeanor, his calm. Every single presser, he just seems very composed. And he's well aware of the situation that he's in. He's well aware that Russ wants to play. And he's somehow playing the perfect balance of being a good teammate, but also knowing and voicing that he wants to keep the job. And I think the offensive line loves blocking for him. I think Najee and Jalen love playing with him. And GP, obviously, that Georgia connection goes a long way. They seem to have some good, really good rapport out there. And I do think that we do go with Justin. I think that's the best move to go with. And I wouldn't be mad at it at all.
Trey, that was awesome, man. Thank you for jumping on late notice. You were raring to go talk some ball, couldn't man. Wait.
Always, man. It's always on my mind.
Thanks a lot, Trey. Appreciate it, buddy.
No problem.
Thanks, Trey.
Two-time Super Bowl champion, yep. Trey Essex, said that Broderick Jones is a grown-ass man.
He is.
You know, he makes a compelling argument when they're not in the same situation, Faltanu and Broderick Jones, because Faltanu gets thrown in and Broderick Jones' role gets diminished. But they are, once you're in between the white lines, they're in the same situation. You're rotating between two tackles. One guy played well. One guy played really bad.
Well, one guy played well whenever there wasn't a rotation anymore.
Another good point. Once he knew, okay, Broderick just shot himself in the foot.
Now I got this whole game to get that rhythm, to figure it out. That's why I kept asking and kind of pushing that question. Like, that has to be hard. And this isn't to make excuse for Broderick Jones. Like Trey said, he's a grown-ass man. And he's got to figure it out. It is all mental. You could just tell because he's hesitant.
Yeah.
And then he's thinking. And then when you start doing that, then you commit penalties. Like, I don't think it's an injury at all. Like, at all. I think it's all mental. But you did see in Faltanu, it's great that Faltanu played the way he did. But it's just ironic that he started playing the way he did. I wonder how it would have looked if that rotation would have held up all
yeah,
day.
Yeah, maybe both guys just wind up not playing all that right. good.
I wonder what it looked like.
And as far as the injury is concerned with Broderick Jones, there's a play that's now circulating on the interwebs on the All-22 where he had a really good rep, too, where he crushes a guy, yeah. gets to the second level. Like, I do think it is probably more mental than the injury. I'm sure the injury. Of course, it's not going to help. And I hate saying this, but I am caught a little bit in between. I do not respect the way the Steelers are going about this. I think they've screwed it up, really going back to last season. That being said, when you play and you are a first-round pick and you had success at the right tackle position last year, when you're in there, you got to play well. You've got to play well because you have to take advantage of your opportunity. So I think they're screwing it up. I don't think he's helping himself either.
No.
And this isn't the first time. Kevin Dotson leaves and gets a contract to, at a time, make him the highest paid guard in football. You know, Kendrick Green stunk here because they utilized him incorrectly. They miscast him. He goes off and at least became a useful player. They have a history of this now. And I'm worried that Broderick Jones is going down that path. It's early. What has he started? 10 games? 9 games now his NFL career? Like, it's early. I am concerned.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.